Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at AgriGold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM580 and FM90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Private exporters this morning reported the sale of U.S. corn to unknown destinations and to South Korea for delivery during the 2008-2009 and 2009-2010 marketing years. Sales included 116,000 tons of corn for delivery to unknown destinations, including 58,000 tons during 2008-2009 and 58,000 tons during 2009 and 2010, and changes in destination of 116,000 tons of corn to South Korea from unknown destinations for delivery during the 2008-2009 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 79.24 is down 93 points. The NASDAQ 1588 is down 33.5. And the S&P 500 at 829.5 is down a couple of ticks under 13 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You can get the opening and closing market prices and analysis by telephone. Twice daily by 10:15 a.m. and 3 o'clock p.m., we update our market analyst portal called 217-333-3434. It will let you keep up to date on the markets, on the go, in the fields, away from your computer, wherever you are. 217-333-3434. Joining us now with a first look at the week for agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Althoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. And in the U.S. Midwest, a frequent succession of storm systems over the next 1 to 2 weeks with mild and cool temperatures will restrict drying rates and limited field work. We're really getting to a critical period in the next week or so. We need to get some much warmer air and drier air in here. But the southern eastern areas of Corn Belt will see widespread rain again Thursday through Saturday morning, with heavy rain likely in many locations near and south of the Ohio River. Conditions for field work in the Midwest have been most favorable in lower parts of the eastern Corn Belt, but the significant rain expected late this week, there will be a few areas left in the Midwest that will be firm enough for field work at least into the mid-month. A follow-up storm is expected around the middle part of the month, will extend field working delays. Flood conditions will continue to improve in the northwestern Corn Belt this week before warming late this week, and the weekend begins to melt extensive snowpack across the region. The Red River of the north will begin to rise again the weekend through next week, and flood levels may approach the crest that occurred this year. We had a statement from the Grand Forks, North Dakota Weather Service office that said the current National Weather Service outlook indicates a 75% chance of the Red River reaching 41 feet and a 25% chance of it reaching or exceeding 42.8 feet. The second crest is currently expected to occur latter half of April. So even though Fargo has been out of the news lately and the Red River has been out of the news, they could see some more flooding, bad flooding, as we head toward the end of part of the month. No crop damage will occur because of the cold Tuesday or Wednesday across the Midwest. Highs today will be in the 40s with 30s from Kansas into the southern parts of the eastern Corn Belt. Lows tonight and Tuesday will be in the teens and 20s northwest and 20s across the southeast. Locally heavy snow fell over the weekend across the western Corn Belt, with rain affecting the parts of the east. The rain and snowfall amounts varied from 2 to 10 inches in some locations. And the U.S. Delta Southeast strong early spring cold front will bring crop-threatening temperatures to portions of the Delta and the southeastern states Tuesday and Wednesday mornings. Some of the winter wheat from southern Kansas and northern and central Louisiana into portions of Georgia may be damaged from the freezing temperatures expected. crops in other areas that will freeze have not likely advanced enough to threaten by cold. Freezes will occur from the northern delta and parts of the central and northern Louisiana into central and northern areas of Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. There is frost and freeze advisories all almost down to the Gulf Coast for the next two nights. In the Carolinas and Virginia, freezes will occur in all areas except for locations near the coast. No additional crop-threatening cold will occur through at least the middle part of next week. The Delta and parts of the South experience a welcome weekend of mostly dry weather. Central Alabama into southern Georgia was the only region to receive some significant rain, with totals up to 3/4 of an inch possible, reported. In the Delta and the South, much of the Southeast will see a few days of mostly dry weather this week, and some field work may be accomplished, especially in the Delta. Widespread rain will return to the Delta and Southeast Thursday, with additional widespread rain events occurring through April the 18th. Little field work will be accomplished during the time, and some producers may abandon planting corn in favor of crops that can planted a little later in the year without suffering declines in yield potential. The biggest change from Friday is a large storm advertised to impact hard wheat Saturday through Monday, April 13th, at which time most hard red wheat areas will get rain. Moisture totals will be lightest in the southwest once again, but some rain and snow will be possible in the region, while greater amounts occur from central Oklahoma into central and southern eastern Kansas, and some significant snow will follow the system once again. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat open at 6:08. Make that 6:06 rather. Down 1.5 last trade up 9.75. July 6:19 up 1.25 last trade up 9.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat open at 5:66 up 2.5 last trade up 8.5. July 5:76 up 1/4 last trade up 8.75. May corn open at 4:04.5 unchanged last trade up 1.5. July 4:14 down 3/4 last trade up 1.5. December 4:35 down 1/2 last trade up 1.75. May beans open at 9.95 1/4 down 1/4 last trade up 11. July 9.95 down 1/4 last trade up 9.75. November 9.20 3/4 down 2.5 last trade up 3.25. May soybean meal open at 3.06 unchanged last trade up $3. May soybean oil open at 35.36 up 0.5 last trade up 10. Make that up 4 last trade up 10. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's now officially a weather market, and the weather says nothing gets done or little gets done until about the third week of April. What does the market make of that?
Well, I think that you've got a market that's well-supported in here. I think they're already starting to key on that we'd like to see stuff get planted in timely fashion. You've got more than just the rain, too. You've got some concerns about the freeze that could have hurt some of the wheat crop. And odds are we don't get quite as much spring wheat planted up in the Northwest, so we should see Minneapolis market be well-supported out here. But that's all playing into it. You do have a little bit of a step back this morning with your outside markets weighing against us at this point. We've seen the crude oil fall off. It was up about, I think it was up 22, 23 cents when we closed the grains out, and it's down $1.45 right now. The dollar was marginally lower. It's up 160 points. And the stock market was up, I don't know, 30, 40 points when I looked at it at the close this morning, and we're now down 100 points. So I think all that stuff kind of weighs in here to give us maybe a little bit more moderate open. I'm thinking corn's going to be unchanged to a penny better. Wheat's going to be probably up 5, and beans are probably going to be 5 to 8 better. But the tone is set that we should at least take May beans back and challenge that 1025 high that we put in here back in February, I believe it was. That was our high, is somewhere around 1025. I'd look for that to happen here this week. I don't know that the government report's going to have that much to say to us. So I'm looking at us to try and make a little bit of a run here so the week goes forward if we stay wet and the forecast remains wet.
If we get 1025 May, what do we get in November?
The spread's going to continue to be rather wide, so you're probably going to be somewhere around 950.
And corn, will corn run too this week?
I still believe believe corn is going to run because it's the one that's going to be the largest effect. You got to get through this 407.5 level, I think was our high back there the first day of March. Then you turn it into an uptrending type market. And if we can get up there, I think that we probably end up seeing this corn market at least make a run up towards the next level of resistance on the May that comes in at 440. Should put us above 450 on the D's.
If we can get clear of the 436 on the D's, yes?
Yes.
Watching new longs enter the market, it looks like to me.
Yeah, you want to watch fighting these funds because they've made a decision to step out here. They're looking for inflation, so they're out here buying this thing. And we saw that here at the end of the month. We're going through the Goldman roll right now, so it's putting a little bit of pressure on the spreads. But I think we come back with some fairly decent buying here as long as people are concerned about inflation coming into the market.
CME livestock today?
I guess I have to think that we're probably going to see these hog numbers drop off a little bit. I'm a little bit friendly from here. I think you're going to open fairly marginal as we get started here in another 10 minutes. But I'm thinking this thing is starting to turn a little bit higher so we could see a little bit of support. We need to see the total meat products drop back just a little bit. We're fairly heavy on meat supplies.
Cattle drop back too then?
I would think so.
Thank you much, Brian. You have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hey, we have a great website that you can go to and get analysis 24/7. It's at willag.org. You're listening to WILL AM 580 and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.